Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is the second chapter of Titus. But as for you, proclaim the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, in perseverance. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. Urge slaves to be subject to their own masters in everything, to be pleasing, not argumentative, not stealing, but showing all good faith, so that they will adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in every respect. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and in a godly manner in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, eager for good deeds. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. No one is to disregard you.
Every church needs believers who are gifted to teach. In his letter to Titus, the Apostle Paul urges teachers to proclaim the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. When the Word of God is taught with accuracy, people have the opportunity to be transformed by what they hear and behave accordingly. That's why it's essential for pastors and teachers to be led by the Holy Spirit and God's Word, not by their own ideas. Human reasoning may seem appealing, but it has no power to permanently change lives for the better. Only Scripture, taught accurately, can do that. Sound doctrinal teaching challenges not only our behavior, but also our attitudes, motives, and way of thinking. By faithfully absorbing and applying Scripture, we learn to deny ungodliness and sinful desires while seeking to live righteously in this evil world. If you attend a church where biblical truth is taught, there may be times when the quantity of information presented seems boring or overwhelming. But keep in mind that the teacher's goal is to present enough truth so you can live in a manner that pleases the Lord. The Word instructs leaders to do this, so our response should be to thank God for making sure we receive sound teaching.